So welcome along to this week 7 of these Lent prayers and readings. It's not really a full week though, we've only got 4 days left. We've got the 12th and then we finish on Saturday the 15th, which is the day before Easter. And so we again go through these prayers, these readings at the beginning of each day. And you can follow along or you can simply listen along as you please. And so today, Day 42, the beginning of week 7, we read from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Listen, Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These words that I am giving you today are to be in your heart. Repeat them to your children, talk about them when you sit in your house and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Bind them as a sign on your hand, and let them be a symbol on your forehead. Write them on the doorposts of your houses and on your gates. And there we let you reflect upon that reading at the beginning of this day. Amen, and may God add his blessing as you have done that. So we say our morning prayer. Give me today, O God, the grace of friendliness, that I may gladly share the troubles and the joys of those who are in this world with me, in my home, in my work, in the places that I enjoy spending my time. Give me the grace to speak the right word when I speak, and to know when to be silent and to listen to someone else who wants to talk. Help us all, wherever I am, to come to know each other better, and so a new friendship to find new strength. This I ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. We'll give you some time to reflect upon your own day that lies ahead. Amen. And so you can pause there and reflect upon our next prayer in the evening, or you can simply keep on going. But we say our evening prayer together. O God, help me to sleep thinking of your promises. The eternal God is your dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Help me to feel tonight the clasp of the love that will never let me go. For you say, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Help me to feel you closest when life is sorest. Help me to be very sure, whatever happens, that I do not have to face it alone. Help me to know that the darkest night is light if you are there. Help me tonight to believe in these promises and to rest in them. Through Jesus Christ my Lord, amen. And there we let you reflect upon the promises that God has spoken to you or worked out in you in these few moments of silence. Amen, and may God add his promises to you. And so we say at the end of this day that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this day and this night and tomorrow. Amen. Day 43 again, we begin with our reading and prayers. And so today we begin by reading 1 Corinthians 10 verses 12 to 13, and you can follow along or simply listen yourselves. Therefore, whoever thinks he stands must be careful not to fall. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to humanity. God is faithful, and he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, he will also provide a way of escape so that you are able to bear it. There, we just simply give you some time to reflect upon that reading. May God add his blessing to that word that you have reflected upon and spoken of or read for yourselves in the silence. So we say our morning prayer. O God, take from me today all fear for myself and all worry about others. Give me patience not to be in too big a hurry, and give me cheerfulness never to get depressed. Help me to be relaxed in body and at peace in mind. I thank you that any temptation I might face this day is common to all of humanity, and that you will not allow me to be tempted beyond what I am able, but will provide me a way in which I can bear it. This day many temptations lie before me, and so I ask that you guide and protect and watch over me this day. This I ask for your love's sake. Amen. And we'll give you some time now to reflect upon what lies ahead for you, what you might have in store, the temptations that you know might be in front of you already this day, and ask that God might give you the strength and the courage to overcome them. And so our morning prayer ends there. You can again pause this and reflect upon that, or continue your own prayers, or we simply move on to our evening prayer. O God, help me to live one day at a time, not to be thinking of what might have been and not to be worrying about what may be. Help me to accept the fact that I cannot undo the past and I cannot foresee the future. But even as I think of this, and even as I face today, when I reflect upon today, help me always to remember that I will never be tried beyond what I can bear, that a father's hand will never cause his child a needless tear, that I cannot ever drift beyond your love and care. So help me to live and have lived this day in courage and cheerfulness and in peace. This I ask for your love's sake. Amen. And we'll again allow you time to reflect upon the day that you've had, and offer up your own prayers. And may God add his blessing to the time that you have reflected, even in the silence, just in the moments of the things that you have reflected upon. And we finish this day by saying the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this night and tomorrow. Amen. And so we begin day 44 as we continue through this Lenten practice. And we begin today by reading Proverbs chapter 3, verse 21 to 26. Again, you can follow along or you can simply listen and reflect upon these words. Maintain your competence and discretion, my son, don't lose sight of them. They will be life for you and an adornment for your neck. Then you will go safely on your way and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. You will lie down and your sleep will be pleasant. Don't fear sudden danger or the ruin of the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from a snare. And we give you some time to reflect upon that at the beginning of this day. Amen, and may God add his promises and blessings to you this day. So we begin with our morning prayer. O God, you have given me today. Give me also strength and grace to live it well. Keep me today both from selfishness and from self-pity. Help me always to remember that I am not the only one who needs attention, that I am not the only one who is in trouble. Help me always to be thankful for what is done for me and never to be critical of it. And make me full of gratitude and not of complaints. All through this day, help me to see the bright and not the dark side of things, so that for me a happy heart may help to make a healthy body. This I ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. And we'll give you some time now to reflect and to offer your prayers of ways in which you might need help or seek help or ask for guidance this day. Amen, and may God answer those requests and those pleas from you this day. So we say our evening prayer. O God, I know that sleep is the best of all medicines, both for the body and the mind. Help me to sleep well tonight. Take away all my fears and worries, all my tensions and my feeling of strangeness. Give me a body that is relaxed, a mind that is at peace, a heart that is at rest. Help me now to accept your invitation and to cast all my burdens upon you, and then help me to feel the everlasting arms underneath me and around me, always holding me close and safe. Through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. And we'll give you some time again to pray. Add on your own prayers, add on your own thanks to that prayer at the finish of this day. Amen. And we finish this day by saying that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this day. Amen. On day 45, we begin, and again we read and pray on this Good Friday, and we begin it by reading Matthew chapter 27, verses 45 to 53. From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over the whole land. At about 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling for Elijah." Immediately one of them ran and got a sponge, filled it with sour wine, fixed it on a reed and offered him a drink. But the rest said, "Let's see if Elijah comes to save him." Jesus shouted again with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. Suddenly the curtain of the sanctuary was split in two. From top to bottom the earth quaked and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had gone to their rest were raised, and they came out of the tombs after his resurrection, entered the holy city and appeared to many. And then we end our reading, and will not add any comment or anything to it, but simply allow you to reflect upon it and God to speak to you through it. Amen. And we say our morning prayer. O God, I thank you for all those who live with me and care for me. Thank you for the ways in which this day presents opportunities to repay that devotion, dedication, and friendship. As I go about all my tasks this day, I remember the ultimate task that you went through for me on this Good Friday. We read about the sacrifices you made and the price you paid that I might be reconciled to God and counted as part of your family. So I thank you most of all for this new family I am a part of and the deepest joy and peace this brings me. I pray that as part of this family, I might show that joy to all whom I meet this day. For your name's sake, amen. And we'll let you pray your own prayers at the beginning of this day and reflecting upon all that Good Friday means to us. Amen. And so we say our evening prayer. O God, as I reflect upon this day and all that Good Friday means, I ask for your forgiveness for the ways in which I have let you down, for the ways in which I have gone about things for myself, the ways in which I have gone about things neglecting others. The ways I have grumbled and complained when I did not have to, the ways in which I shirked that responsibility and that work which I needed to do. Help me remember your tears as you sat in the garden, as you prayed for the cup to pass and then said, "Yet your will be done." As I reflect upon this day and look forward until tomorrow, may your will be done in me. Give me peace that I might be assured of your forgiveness this night, and in that forgiveness rest in the joy and peace that it does bring, and the hope that lies ahead for me tomorrow. May your will be done, in Jesus' name. Amen. And so we allow you some time to reflect upon your own prayers this night. Amen. And we finish this day by saying that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this night and tomorrow. Amen. Day 46 and the last of this week 7 and the last of this podcast. We simply begin it by reading, continuing on the story from Matthew chapter 27, verse 57 to 61. You can follow along or you can simply listen and reflect upon it. I'll not be adding anything to it, but simply reading the words and then allowing you the space to think on them. When it was evening, a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph came, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. He approached Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Then Pilate ordered that it be released. So Joseph took the body, wrapped it in clean, fine linen, and placed it in his new tomb, which had cut into the rock. He left after rolling a great stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were seated there, facing the tomb. And we allow you the space to reflect upon that. Amen, and may God add his blessing to you when you reflect upon his word. So we say our morning prayer. O God, I am glad that this new day has begun. I remember, as I reflect upon Easter, the hymn that says, Jesus Christ is risen today. Help me to realize all that this means. Help me to know that I am never alone. In pain, he is here to help me bear it. In fear, he is here to help me face it. In loneliness, he is here to be my faithful friend. In life, nothing can separate me from him. In death comes, in him the conqueror of death is with me. On this day, between Good Friday and Easter Day, I feel like Mary Magdalene and those who sat at a distance watching his tomb closed. Help me to know that that is not the end, that Jesus Christ was indeed risen on Easter Day. And in all those feelings of emotion, help me to realize that God is the giver of faith and life through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen. I will allow you the space and the time to pray your own requests, give your own prayers, and offer yourselves to God this day. Amen. And so we say our evening prayer. O God, thank you for today. Thank you for the people who I saw and met today, and for all the news they brought me, the ways in which they made me laugh and filled me with joy. Thank you for all the sermons, the prayers, and the hymns that I heard today. Thank you for everyone who thought of me today, and for anyone who has done anything for me today, and thank you for your presence, joy, and peace. Give me now the peace of mind this day, that I may sleep well, knowing of the joy and hope that awaits me in the morning. This I pray for your name's sake. Amen. And again, we'll allow you some space to pray your own prayers on this Saturday between Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Amen. And there finishes our reflections over Lent, our reading and prayer. Hopefully you found yourselves in a routine, or at least enjoyed the time and space that it's brought, even in those moments silence, even in some of the readings you may have never read before, or prayers that you may never have thought to pray before. And so in that instance and in those cases, I hope this has been a beneficial and productive Lenten period for you. If you would like to continue some of these practices, simply get in touch and I can direct you in those ways. But we say finally together on the eve of this Easter Sunday, and I'm not doing an Easter Sunday one because that is up to you to celebrate on the day of Easter. And so we say together, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this night, and make itself known to you tomorrow as Christ is alive. Amen. Thank you for taking part, and we hope you've enjoyed it.